Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer and suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the doors to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr. She is a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking and workshops. And now I'm going to play a song for you while I wait for her to call into the studio. We did confirm earlier in the day, so I trust all is well and that she's just a little late. This is a song by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron called Throw It All Away.
Trauma.
that was Throw It All Away by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron. I'm still waiting for Athena. I'm going to give her one more minute. In the meantime, I'm going to give you a rundown on upcoming guests. We do have several psychics coming up in the next month. Among them, on April 6th, will be Tori Hartman. On April 13th, Tara Meyer Robson. On the 19th, I have Rachel Thompson Phillips. And on the 20th, I have another brilliant Australian psychic by the name of Kat Edwards. And I do see Athena there, so hang on, folks. We're going to get the show started. Hi, Athena.
Yes, hello. We are here with you.
Good, good. Well, we've got callers on the line. Everybody that's on the line now will get to speak with her. We have five callers so far, and I'm sure there'll be more.
Great.
But that's a nice number, isn't it?
It is. Powerful number.
Yeah.
It's a power number. Yep. Anyway, happy
and we can be more relaxed if all there are,
yeah.
You know? So anyhow, Athena likes to start off the session with a meditation, and she's agreed to do one tonight, as always, and so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, wonderful. Blessings, everyone. So, as we just tune in, take some deep breaths and breathe in 3 to 5 counts and hold, and then releasing 3 to 5 counts on each breath. So, in the name of Father, Mother, God, Great Central Sun, and all hosts and legions of light, all the archangels, universal radiance. We call in our own mighty I Am presence now on this powerful day, 3/30/2018. Also our powerful full moon. It's a blue moon tonight, which is the second moon in March. So very, very auspicious. So we're tuning in with the full moon energy as well that beams through and helps clear, purify, and realign our whole being. And as you're breathing in, just begin to feel a beautiful golden crystalline sphere of light coming down from the ethers. Linking in with it and letting it move down through the crown center, the third eye, the throat center, the throat down into the thymus, the heart center, the solar plex, abdomen, down to the root center of our being and into our legs. Just feel that cord of light, beautiful, powerful, gold and silver sphere of light move through you into the center of the earth as a grounding cord. Just relaxing and inviting all the our ascended master teachers, archangels and legions of light, loved ones, all the elemental kingdoms. Connecting with Mother Earth, Gaia, blessing, radiance as we link in together, holding hands around the planet with all others for the blessing of Mother Earth as well in this powerful time. The moon also represents the subconscious, so we're calling in to clear and purify our subconscious mind of any of the past fears or traumas of our life, just allowing the highest radiance to pour through and link in cellularly, all levels and dimensions, and calling in for divine healing on your just on every level of your being, just asking for that divine healing. Your divine healing team, everybody has one, to link in with you for healing mentally, emotionally, physically on every level and dimension. And as you're breathing in, just allowing your heart center now to open to great miracles and creations as we move into this powerful Easter weekend, resurrection, the ascension of energy, as we're being blessed by all the ascended masters, especially Jesus Sananda tonight, Jesus, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, all the legions, and the Galactic Federation of Light. for our highest good, the highest good of all others, as we encircle and connect with the entirety of planet Earth, blessing, purifying, and realigning so that we can be greater temple of light in our lives and with the lives of all others for peace on Earth, and just feel the radiance of beautiful peace just emanating throughout in gratitude and grace. And so it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Shall we go to the callers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our first caller is Sharon from Arizona. And Sharon, you're
great.
Live.
Hi, Athena. David, thank you so much. Hi. I was just calling about my income. Do you see an increase on that? I'm working two different jobs now.
Yes, you worked very hard. See that? Remember, work smarter, not harder. You're very, very dedicated.
Yeah.
We're seeing that, and I feel people around you are very appreciative. Wherever you are, wherever you've worked through your life, they're saying you have always been very focused in quality and achieving and always trying to improve yourself. So others see that. You're always doing things to improve or expand your training and that kind of thing. You're working in an office in the office. Just tell me what type of business it is, please.
Well, it's working with people, and one of them is out in the field, and the other one is kind of out in the field most of the time, and sometimes it can be with office equipment.
Oh, okay. That's where I got office. Okay. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. I see you very grounded in what you're doing, and they're saying you, it's like promotion or sales. You're fulfilling a great service in the work that you're doing. That's what your guides are saying. Let me just see here. Hold on a moment. If and when the increased finances. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the way. There's a little angel popping saying, yes, it's on the way. It's on the way. Within 2 to 3 months, May, June, somewhere in there, there is an increase. And I see you smiling and you're stepping up. They're showing you stepping up and it's bright light and you're smiling. You're very joyous. So, yes, which you've been targeting. They're saying yes. And I feel like it's May possible, but it might move into June. But it's close. And it's a lot of energy coming in. It's a result of all your hard work and dedication. Others notice this, and it's appreciated. So that's the message that's coming through for you. You also have Archangel Raphael that works with you a lot. I don't know if you're aware of that. Raphael, he's like a guardian. And you have a strong affinity with Raphael. Now, all of us tune in with all the angels when we wish to, but Raphael's real strong with you. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see. And it's not too long with you. It feels like you'll only have one job. You won't have the two. One is going to be, and to step up. So it feels like it's a promotion in what you're doing. So, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure speaking with you,
thank
and
you.
A very happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. My goodness, happy Easter.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Valerie, and Valerie, you are live.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you calling?
California.
Okay, wonderful. We love California.
I applied for a job online, and I later found out that the job was canceled. So I want to see if you see anything else coming up.
Yeah, Yeah, it was a timing on that one. That's okay. Let's let it go. Just bless it and let it go. But something better coming up. You would like an online thing so you don't have to travel, right?
No, the position I had to apply for it was online. But it's
okay. Because I see you working on computer a lot. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it would be working on something similar to a computer, but not exactly.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Yes. There is. There's something better coming up within 3 months, I want to say. Timing is sometimes, you know, spirit doesn't like always to say the dates or whatever. It's within 3 months. You will have what you want, but it's even going to be better than the one that slipped away. It didn't slip away. It just shifted. It wasn't time or whatever. So keep at it. Keep focusing what you want every day. Focus with it. Know it. Step into it. You know, own it kind of thing. And you will. It's like coming to you. So very good. Keep with it. I want to say June, but it might. They're saying to stay within 3 months, and that's a better time frame of what you're focusing on with that. So very good. And this full moon is a powerful time to be projecting that. Even though Mercury is retrograde, some of you probably know that on here tonight, it's retrograde for usually 3 to 4 weeks. So it goes direct on middle of April, but it's still a powerful time to be projecting what you want to create. Don't let that Mercury energy interfere. It can kind of make you feel like nothing's happening and everything's going backwards and communications are mixed up and all that. It's just part of the energies. It just, when it goes direct, it's clear for things to go forward more directly, more with more clarity and strength, and that's what's happening. So you're going to actually end up with a better situation. Now, it's within 3 months. It doesn't mean it's 3 months out. It's within 3 months. But keep projecting. Write it out what you want.
Write out what you want.
And step into it and know it's already happening for you. That's the best way to keep the energy moving on it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Valerie.
You're welcome. Thank you, David.
Okay, take care. Our next caller is Lisa, and Lisa, you are live.
Hello, Athena.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
What state are you in?
I'm in the Midwest portion.
Okay, wonderful.
How are you today?
We're good. Radiant
good.
Full moon. It's just powerful energies, yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for taking my call. My question is, I have a lot of changes going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to retire at the end of the summer completely and move. I wondered if you see that happening, one, both, maybe, yes, no? Like time frame-wise.
Yeah, okay. Moving toward the east or?
No, moving more north in the state, just about a half an hour away from
okay.
where I am.
But
okay. it would kind of be very different than where I've been for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll move up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do get that. August, September. I see you, yep, in the process of it and it happening. Yes, that is being shown now. The window just opened up on it.
The move, are you talking about?
Yeah, and you will be happier there. You'll enjoy it. The air is clear. It's just, it's like a whole different environment. And
a lot cleaner. It's like a lot cleaner and like not so much crime and stuff.
Cooler and cleaner, yes.
And like crime, there's like less crime. There's like a lot of crime now happening like near the city where I am, and the area that I am is really going down. It's becoming like city-like, which I don't like cities, and I just
you
like...
will be much happier. I see you smiling. There's all golden light around you, and plan it out ahead of time. Make it easy as you can be the move. Just you know, when people say, oh, I could have done this. I was going to haul my own trip. It's like, no, do it in style and class, and don't let it be a burden on you. They're saying make the move. You know, keep that focus in mind, and that's how it's going to turn out. It won't be a burden on you. It'll be a joy, that move. And so, if you know what I mean, okay? So take the easier route, they're saying, than the harder. Like some people say, oh, I did this by myself, and I'll just have a friend. No, do it the professional, easiest way and lightest, because that's what you deserve. And, yes, it's a whole new life for you, much better, and I see you smiling and joyous, and, yes, very, very good. Congratulations on that move.
What about retirement? Do you see it happening this fall? I was supposed to go away on a trip in August, and then, like, when I move, and whenever it happens, like, I'm not going to, like, move until the other places. I'm going to have the keys. I'm buying first, but then I'm going to move after this place is sold. I want to stay here for a couple months to observe the realty and make sure everything goes smoothly so the sale is really good and very well priced. So I was going to still go away in the end of August on a trip to Europe, to Italy. And then when I get back, I wanted to be totally retired. I don't know if you see that happening, the retirement.
Yes, yes, I do, because I see when you make the move, you're free. You're joyous, you're free. It's relaxed, there's no stress. So, yes, absolutely. Yep, September.
Do you think I'll have to maybe go back to work, though, eventually, like a little bit, because I'm
like
kind of a
not
bit.
Like you were. You may find something that you enjoy that you can even do in your home easy like that. I don't feel like you're going to be doing what you had been doing. You might do something for – you're going to be choosing, like something you want to do for enjoyment that'll bring you joy and a little bit extra money as well.
Okay. And do you see with the move, like, making new friends and really kind of getting involved in the community? And...
Yep. You're very welcome there where you're going. Also, you can just project, like, send out a line of energy, like a fishing line. Send out a line of energy at that place and to the people that I'm coming. I'm looking forward to meeting you and being with you. And it's like your higher self is connecting with. It's okay. Ahead of time and seeing yourself already there. In fact, we do that anyway. We're going on a trip. Sometimes we just project our essence there and you don't even know it. And that's what you, so do the same thing with this and see yourself already enjoying. Yes, it'll be easy. Yes, and it'll be you'll meet some wonderful new friends that your guides are saying, even better than where you have been. You'll be it's very happy. Joyous. And
well, that's great. And I think, like, the sale here, like, it's near the city and it's gone up in value, so I believe it should be pretty fruitful for me where I am.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. It, all in all, it's a totally perfect timing, everything. And where you're going, it's like a community. They're like a little village. And they're, I mean, a little bit. There's a community thing, and they... people in great include people. It's like it's a nice social. It's you'll enjoy it. The people you're going to meet, it's going to be neat for you. Much even better.
You.
A whole new life. So yes, wonderful. And remember, if you want to follow up with me privately, there's more information for you. But we're
want to follow up with you, like, is it on the website of him of the gentleman that is like hosting you, or what do you mean?
It's okay. We didn't give my information because I was a little delayed coming on tonight, but I'll give that now for you. You can just call directly 808, if you have a pen, 808-258-1063.
Hold on a second. Other people can get it too. 808 what?
Yeah, 808 258-1063. My website is just simply athenastar.com, but don't email on there because it goes to an old email. So you just call me, and that would be best, and then I'll give you all the information. I'll get you connected with the email list and then my services, all that. And it'd be great. It's an 808 number because I lived in Hawaii almost 25 years, but I'm in Florida now. Okay?
Oh, okay. 808-258-1063. Thank you, Ms. Athena.
Yes, it's a pleasure and blessings to you. You're doing everything's it's beautiful for you, and an angel is you have a being called Clarissa. She's beautiful. She's pink and crystalline. She's beautiful angel, and she says she's watching over you. She's your guardian, and she's
thank you.
She's smiling. Yeah, her name Clarissa.
Okay. Thank you so much, Athena. Have a blessed Easter and holiday weekend, and blessings to one and all.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, and God bless. Okay, Rachel is our next caller, and Rachel, you are live.
Hi, Athena. This is Rachel.
Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, I'm calling from California. It's great talking to you.
Okay, we love California people because we're on the east. Can we? Go ahead.
Athena, I'd like to know if you see a possible romance or a relationship for me this year sometime.
As soon as you said that, that line of energy with you goes into the summertime. Summer. And it's not just a romance. It's someone coming in that you've been projecting for a partner. You're ready for that now, and you've learned a lot, and you've cleared a lot from your past. There might be still some. There's always some residue from the past relationships to work on, to clear, but and that's part of the other work that I do, not just readings. I do deeper level work with people, with the Akashic records, the soul records, and clearing, purifying, and helping people raise in their vibrations for their ascension energies. I work with the ascension temples and the ascended masters and the galactics. So that's readings are just part of what we're doing in this lifetime and beyond. Okay, so as I'm saying that, I'm seeing that you've been working on yourself, doing very good. Michael's saying that, Archangel Michael. And Saint Germain also, you have a connection with the Ascended Master Saint Germain, very connected from other time frames, and the Violet Flame. When we come into this life, we're always connected to one particular ray, but we work with all the rays, light rays. So your ray that he's telling me is the violet ray that you're most connected with, the violet flame. So that's very, very beautiful. I have a resonance with that ray as well. So that's just flashing as I'm talking to you. Sometimes they just pop things in. They want you to know in this brief time that we're doing the little readings here. Okay, so that said, yes, the soul partner is on his way to you. In fact, I see him like tuning in and meditating and wanting to connect with you too. So part of the thing that we also work with is soulmates coming together. We do clearing and realigning and helping. It's called soul linking with the soulmate. So we can help with that. But the partner that's coming in he's looking for you. He's been in other relationships. Very grounded and very aware spiritually. I see that there's travel. He likes to travel, not all the time, but you'll be traveling together. And so what you've been projecting is coming to you. It's part of the agreement. You have a soul agreement with him. It feels more like July, August, could be sooner, where you meet the person, and it's going to be at a gathering, social gathering with people. It's okay to go online and those online things too, because I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying be more selective though. Because online dating sometimes ends up where people, they're flaky. They'll say all different things and communicate and have a relationship, sort of start one, and then they just disappear or something. So there's, you have to be very particular with that. I wouldn't start searching or anything until after middle of April. I wouldn't start projecting that. But more so what they're saying is expand your social world. You haven't been expanding it, and they want you to do that. And so just simply by saying, okay, how can I go out and interact more with people and that kind of thing? And as that happens, starts to happen, you're going to meet that person. It'll be when you least expect it. But you're doing very well with the projecting it. And I do feel it's a strong potential for long term, and you'll feel it and you'll know it. And I see the two of you very telepathic together, so that's really neat. Again, it's by middle of summer or so, could be sooner, but just keep doing what you're doing, and then let us know if we can assist you more in other things. God bless you now.
Oh, thank you so much, and happy Easter. God bless.
And you too. You too. As you said,
good night,
that,
Rachel.
I see little rabbits around East.
yeah. Okay, Rachel's gone. Our next caller is from area code 718, and you're live. What is your first
Hello?
Name, please? Hi.
Hi, my name is Katie.
Katie, where are you from?
New York.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for taking me.
Yes.
Sure.
Thanks for calling in today. We're always glad to meet new people. Go ahead, Katie. What's your question?
Hi. I'm looking for a job, and I'm wondering when am I going to actually start working, and if this is like whatever job I'm taking, is it just temporary, or is it gonna, or am I gonna? I'm just wondering if it's a temp job or if it's going to be a permanent.
Okay, can you ask that again, please, just briefly?
Okay. I'm wondering when am I going to get a job. I'm applying for jobs, and I'm wondering when I'm going to get one.
Okay, because I had a sense that you were already kind of looking at one that was, okay, hold on. Let's see here. It's very close to you. You're doing very well. Relax. Take some deep breaths.
Okay.
Part of the thing of manifesting is also once we've projected, done our inner work, and we you know, putting out to the universe what we want. I feel you've put that out there in detail, kind of be specific with it. Even write it down like in two statements and write it in bright colors and then keep that piece of paper in your pocket, in your purse, whatever, on your person all the time and become one with it. That's what I always tell people, especially about jobs. You become one with it to the point where you just know it's already with you. And sometimes it just takes a bit for it to come through. Don't have any doubt about it. But and ask for what you deserve. You're saying don't settle for less. Right now, Mercury's retro, so middle of April. Okay, just remember, keep that in mind. So if something did come along, it may not be the right one right now, and that's okay. Just know the right timing is coming on, as I wanted to just tell you about that. Okay, letting go and letting God. You're holding on too tight. That's what they're saying. You need to know it, release it, and have faith, total faith that it's already happening. Because part of you is you're holding on too tight, and there's a part, it doesn't. So then as you do that, you'll know what I mean. Then it'll just click in and boom, the right one. You'll just say, oh, it just came to me. It didn't just come to you. You created it. But you're holding on too tight. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I did see that. Just I've been looking for a little while now, and I was just wondering.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
what's
and you're
taking
so
long.
Discouraged. So they're saying to know it, let go of it, focus on also creating in your life some other things to keep you focused on other things, like something that brings you joy, a hobby or something creative or something, exercise or whatever. You need to divert your energy so you're not so focused on it, is what they're saying, because you're holding on too tight.
I need money to do those other things, so No. Yes,
no.
I do, particularly the things
okay.
I like to do, I need money for.
Oh, you do? Okay, I see what you mean. Okay. But no, just creative. Okay. They're saying no, just people, things in life that's bringing you joy, walks or whatever. That's what spirit is kind of just saying. Just know that all of life has abundance in it. It's not just about lavish, you know, not lavish. No, you can do things. See, that's you've got to change your mindset. Sometimes the most wonderful things in life don't require any money. It's not expensive. Think about that. That's all. They're trying to get you to think about that. That's shift your mind about that. Okay? You'll see what I mean. It's going to start happening for you. Now, that said, yes, already see yourself in the perfect, right job position for yourself. The perfect, right next position. I'm already in it. It's great. It's wonderful with like-minded people, and I'm enjoying it. They're saying already see yourself in it and know it. Let it go in that sense, and then do things that bring you joy with other people, other things, and simply. The joy of just a simple living and being and meditating and just walking and just being yourself. Then it comes forth, and it's soon. It's not, I don't feel like it goes past May. It's coming in, and it just took a while. It's like it's something, the right position is it's just taking a little longer. Middle of May, they're saying. By the middle of May, you have by or before it. Doesn't mean it's that far away. May? Is it May or April? Is it going to May?
I went on an interview today, and I kind of like the company that I went on an interview for.
Okay, well, then when I first started talking to you, I felt like you were already entering a position.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for telling me that. You were already entering a position. So maybe they're saying by the middle of April. Okay, yeah, it is the middle of April. Okay, sorry. It doesn't go into May. It was right around you. It's like you were in this new... Okay, is that right? Yes. She needs to embrace and be in it, be one with it, own it, and be part of her in her feeling and being. It's part of you that feels like everything's out there and nothing can come to me. So I don't know where that came from, but when you put your right hand over your heart and you just breathe in and you just breathe the connection with what you're creating, that'll help you to bring it to you more quickly. You did really well on that, and you have a high probability of that, but you have to change your mindset. It's very high probability, they're saying. So it was by middle of April. So I would say it's very strong for you or soon coming, okay?
Yes, and I think what you mean by May is I'm getting some results in May, and my position can change, whether if I pass this exam or not, my position can change to a better position, and the grades come out in May.
Oh, all right then. Okay.
Yeah, so that kind of makes sense.
Okay, because there's also something else before that, but yeah. Okay, that's where I got by middle of May.
Yeah.
There's a bright light on the middle of May. All right, dear. Thanks so much for calling today.
Thank you. Thank both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie. God bless.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to move on to area code 770, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Shanika.
Hi, Shanika.
Hi. I just wanted to know, do you see anything around a friend and I reconnecting?
Can you give me the first name or first initial, please?
K.
K, okay. Okay. Let's see here. Yes. I see you reconnecting with that person in the next month or so, month or The timing's not clear. Depends on, they're saying yes, reconnecting, but there's something about a question about whether that would work out, if that is for your highest or best. This feels like there's other choices around or coming in for you as well. I'm going to leave it at that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you will reconnect. Not just reconnect. Let's see. I don't know why, but there's a question on it. I don't know why that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's a question about whether that's for your highest good. So, and your little angels here are saying there is other choices, even greater and better. So I'm going to just leave it at that for you. And you can get in touch with me again later. And I do many sessions as well, and I prorate sessions depending on people's budgets and that kind of thing. So God bless you now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Shanika.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a Skype caller, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Trisha. Hi, David.
I didn't
Hi.
Catch your name.
It's Trisha.
Oh, Trisha, hi there.
Hi, how are you doing? And Athena, lovely to meet you too. I'm really enjoying your answers and your communication. Thank you.
Are you from Australia or England?
No, New Zealand, but I live in California.
Okay, wonderful. I love New Zealand. When I lived in Hawaii, I had a lot of New Zealand and Australian friends, and it's wonderful. Okay, good to speak with you.
Oh, good. I'm wondering, too, I'm at the crossroads, sort of, I feel like I'm at a crossroads as well as bringing in a man, possibly moving, working on my own career as well, which is in writing. So whatever you'd like to bring forward, that would be wonderful.
Okay, you're working on a man. Oh, boy. That's a good way to put it. Soul partner. That's why it's taken a while, my dear. So it's soon time coming where a lot of these soul partners that have been predicted and what would be called, similar to what would be called a twin flame, where you're aligned on all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and that is coming to you, and highly deserving, they're saying, as well, your angels here. They're very protective over you, and they're saying that, yes, I see a great partner coming in that understands you, knows you, you've been together in ancient lives. See, your soul records are opening up a little bit here for us. Ancient Egypt goes back into Celtic times, where you worked together as in the temples of Lemuria, as priest and priestess in the temples of Lemuria. So you have a strong spiritual connection with that one that you're going to be realigning with in this lifetime, because it's a partnership agreement, and so that's soon coming. It is this year for sure, and they don't always like to do timing because it could be soon. The timing is the two of you just, it's like he's searching for you too. I see him meditating and wanting to connect. So that comes in very strongly. And he's worldly, and he has some projects he's doing that are help in a humanitarian way. So the two of you are going to be working together. So what you have been projecting, which you totally don't believe is possible, is possible. It's like when you think about this, think about, you know, in Cinderella, it's possible. And it is possible. Anything's possible now. The energies are opening up. The veil is lifting. The ascension frequencies of the planet are just tremendous. And so all is easier to manifest. But what we have to do is do our clearing and our inner homework, realign our own vibration, our own energetic self, so that we then are ready to align with others. What because your exact frequency or vibration will align with what you are ready to accept into your life. And that's why I was sharing that with the other lady before you, that if we're not for doubting ourselves, if we still have issues in the past of our unconscious mind of not being worthy or deserving, or we're in fear, whatever, and we all have all of that stuff, then we won't be able to open that beautiful, high-level doorway for what we really want. So you're doing the right things. Keep projecting. Keep not just visualizing, but knowing, coming into your knowingness. That's what you're doing. You're doing a lot of inner work, and also the feels like something within 3 months. Also, a new project creation for your career is coming in. I also feel like it's connected with that partner. I said you're going to be doing work with that partner. So it hasn't all come together yet because that's your soul link. So I can help you with the soul link energy more and do some inner more work with your records and that kind of thing if you'd like to in private. But what I want to say is that, yes, you're doing very well, and the masters are very pleased with you. You also have a connection with Saint Germain and El Moria. Oh, that's interesting. El Moria is the overseer of the Blue Ray, the Divine Will, the Blue Ray. And you have a path of where you'll be helping in a humanitarian way. That you're here for humanitarian purpose on the planet. So that's all going to start coming together this year and into the next few years. So, God, very, very congratulations to you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, God, that was such an amazingly wonderful reading. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, what's interesting is that I've always sort of had this thing about my romance is like a fairy tale, you know, like, and I wrote a lyric once, you know, visions of fairy tales and dreams come true, flash in my mind, knowing now what will be. And I wrote back in the 70s. Is this man involved in music?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a download of a musical, and I've been tapping into that, and I've also been seeing John Lennon in spirit a lot. It's really interesting.
He's in my book. I have a book called Celebrities in Spirit. And you could also order it if you like.
He's such a gift as well. I feel like he's sort of guiding me in this area with helping me download this concept as well. But I won't take all your time. I'm definitely going to contact you. I just feel a connection to you. And Dave as well, I feel a connection to you putting me through. And thank you for that.
Do you have her contact
information?
I've already found you online. I just want to say for you and your audience, there's a couple of the links that are broken, you know, with the put through to sessions and things. So you might want to look at that and just have a...
Yeah, no, I know that. It's in the process of being revamped. Oh. Yes.
All right.
No problem.
So
understand. Call me or... You can email me, athenastar808 at Gmail. Athenastar, 1R, 808 at gmail.com, and then I'll get you on in line with the list and everything. It's all being it's time for new creations right now, so everything's being revamped. Okay, wonderful to speak with you. And yeah, John Lennon was a brother of yours in another lifetime. So for you particularly here, and it's not anything of favoritism or anything, but for some reason your Akashic Records opened up with our allegiance in the Akashic realm just as we're speaking. So that, I love when that happens. So, yeah, you were brother and sister in ancient life, a very spiritual connection with him. So he's like a mentor and guide working with you.
I've seen him about 8 times now, and all different looks, you know, the young look, the old look, and I always go, oh, hi, John. But I know it's all about this musical. I just feel it. So, Thank you so much. And thank you, John. He's tapping my shoulder. I can feel him.
Blessings, Patricia.
Cheers.
Good night.
We'll stay in touch.
Okay. Yes. We just caught that. Okay, this is a familiar number. This is Deanna. Deanna, you're live.
Yes, I'm so surprised you started earlier today.
Yes. Well, you caught us.
And happy Easter to both of you.
Thank you.
Athena, any message that you can give me will be welcome.
Oh, and are you in New York?
Miami.
Miami, okay. Well, what area of your life did you want to focus with, though? Because that helps me to...
Health.
Okay. Your spirit is saying you're getting that together. You're working on things, and remember, the natural way is the best for you. More herbs and more, even though it can be very simple. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be very simple. Chlorophyll, if you could get at a health food store, liquid or powdered chlorophyll, and drink that every day.
Makes sense.
It's going to help you a lot. What?
Yeah. It makes sense.
Okay, chlorophyll. And also simply aloe vera juice. It comes in big container, big gallons and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
I had
expensive.
It in my life.
And you dilute it with water, so it goes a long way. So aloe vera, chlorophyll, liquid, and a good multivitamin
Minerals MD is a good one, but I have yet to buy it. You know, they're a little pricey, but yeah, definitely. But I do agree with what you said, the chlorophyll and the aloe vera, which at one time in my life I took for about 2 years.
Yeah,
very good.
In the meantime, and then just know that the other one, you'll get that too. So that'll strengthen your physical and then walking. It's getting stronger, and I see you by the summertime just happy and joyous and a lot more happening for you. Things are going to be shifting, they're saying, also financially. So keep your vision and projecting what you're doing, because your guides are saying things are going to be getting better for you and not such difficulty. There's something coming in the next... 4 months, 3 to 4 months that they're saying, they're projecting that the angels are going to be helping you with a friend or something where it's like a new hobby or new something and more money coming in from it. Something that, so it's not something you know about or thinking about. It's just going to just come to you. It's grace. It's the grace, because you've done a lot of service.
I love that. That's my favorite word, you know? Grace.
Yeah, you've helped so many people, and you bring grace to others. Keep your faith, keep strong in that. Join a group that where you can meditate every day or have prayer. And I feel you're strong in your faith anyway. With your you have a community, like you go to community church, right?
I do, and I commune with people.
Yeah,
but love grace.
That grace is coming back to you. So just know that. Keep doing what you're doing, but get the chlorophyll and the aloe vera right away, and then the other things will come. But something new coming to you that's like you're just going to say, oh, God brought this to me, and it's such a blessing. And it's because of all your devotion and service. And then also that little word, worthiness, again, worthiness. You are worthy. You are deserving. You are a child of light, and you bring grace and assistance to many, many souls. So it's coming back to you. In that way, so I see you in financially and physically in a greater space within about 2 to 3 months. Thank you very much for your question today, and God bless you.
Thank you. I want to say it in Spanish, gracias. And let me tell you, I've had a few miracles, quite a few miracles. So thank you. May Easter be a complete and wonderful resurrection of our spirit.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Happy Easter, Deanna.
Thank you, David. Thank you,
Athena. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Athena, that's the end of the callers. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. We finished on time.
Wonderful. And can I just go over it again? If people want to get in touch with me, it's athenastar.com.
Yes.
But that website is in flux. It's in the process of being revised. So directly would be 808-258-1063, or email me at athenastar808@gmail.com. We also do monthly teleconferences, and I do sessions by phone a lot or Skype. And I work with people on a prorated basis, depending on their budget and all of that. So, but what we do like to do is work with you in a continuum. So I have my clients, they either bi-monthly, twice a month, or once a month, because every session is progressive, and we help people keep raising their vibrations and clearing and realigning, and therefore manifesting even greater things in their lives and for their true purpose of being here. And so so don't be afraid to reach out and call us, and we'll be happy to assist you. Thank you, David. It was a pleasure again to be with you.
Oh, likewise. And Athena, I'm looking forward to you being back with us on June the 8th.
Okay. Seems far away from now. April, May, June 8th. Oh, my goodness. And if we can be with you sooner, if you have a little slot that opens up, you let us know.
Okay, honey.
You let us June 8th. Okay, wonderful.
So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week. And remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.